Beloved Master, it has taken me almost 2 years to ask you this question. So here it comes. Would you like to play hide and seek with me? Not that you need to do it. I'm asking this more to make space for the playfulness, the spontaneous, the innocence in me, and to drop that fucking seriousness. It only makes me stuck and boring, together with the habit of doing everything on my own. It all just has to go now, this controlling mind. I'm so fed up. Thank you for giving life back to me. Thank you for showing me that life can be so much more. I love you, Pratita. It is a struggle to be free, Pratita, for everybody, because you have to pull yourself up by the shoelaces. It's almost impossible, but I make it possible. You need a little help. And one of the biggest helps is to be reminded not to be so serious. And that is impossible around me. I will never allow you to get stuck there. So it's good that you come to that you are so fed up, and it's so boring to get stuck there. You have to come to a point that now you are really, really fed up. Nothing can hold you back. And if you don't make it here, you will not make it anywhere. So the doors are open. Now it's up to you. You've been waiting so long. And even now with me, you've been waiting 2 years for this simple thing. Now you have my permission. The stamp. It's okay. Let go now. Now I have given you back life. Now you start living, having fun. But that doesn't mean be stupid, no? Eternal love, I feel like sharing with you the gratefulness for everything I get the chance to meet in this divine journey, all sides of it, all colors of it, all depths, all contrast. These last days and weeks has been challenging and shaky in many ways and on many layers. And it has felt like I have had no chance to cling to my personality or my habits. It has been all shaken up, nothing to hold on to. I see again and again that there's nothing else than the love for you, the trust in you, the totality in just being yours that makes this happen, that makes me fall beyond myself, beyond my mind, my fears, my patterns. Beloved one, on this journey, in this life with you, we also have to deal with some situations that are pretty challenging. I feel the importance to give ourselves the space to feel in it, the space to stay connected with the softness, the heart, to meet each other, support each other, to share. I see that when we go into these challenging situations with people, it can easily happen that we don't really manage to stay connected with our feelings, that it is easy to close oneself a little bit, because it is also painful to feel in these situations. I really feel the need to support myself, ourselves, in staying connected with the heart in this situation. Can you say something about this? It is difficult many times to deal with people and situations, but you are ready and that's why you are doing it. And it's different levels, because the first is thinking, is never any meeting between people, because it's only opinions, only ego. That is how most people are functioning. So it's very difficult to reach them if people are too much in their mind. It's like a wall, you don't reach them. Even if they are there, you don't reach in. That means they are too occupied in their mind. Then you have some, there's more feeling. You still have a glimpse of the heart. There is a chance to sneak in sometimes. You almost have to be a master to manage that. When you see this little crack, you go in. Otherwise, the door is closed. Then there is some chance. And as it grows, or that human being grows, then bigger and bigger opening, till it's totally open. When it's totally open, then it's trust. Then you can come from the heart. But the heart can only feel, even if the heart is talking to you, you can only feel that heart if your heart is also open. Otherwise, you might hear something from the heart, or even from a master, and nothing goes in because you are too occupied. It's nowhere to reach because it's too much you. So you have all the different layers of consciousness of human being, depending where they are on the evolution. Then when they are totally open, they is not identified with the mind at all. Then it's very easy. Then you recognize the truth. In fact, you don't even need to say so much, because you can see it in their eyes. That is no curtains in between. What to say about China walls? Many people have China walls between. How can you reach through that? That is to work. You have to first bring down that China wall. But not even a thin curtain is there. It's, everything is clean. That is what is happening here. Everything is gone. So you love, you trust. You get out of your own way. But you still have to deal with situations. And it's bound to be some people that will get hurt, because they are not open to change. That is the only reason. People forget that even with me. Do you think I'm after you? Do you think I'm here to hurt you? Do you think I don't like you? Just listen how ridiculous it is. But again and again, you close down. This is the habit of the mind, of the ego. You have totally forgotten why you are here. You are here to wake up. You are here to drop the mind. So when it's difficult even with me to the master sometimes, what to say? If you are in that role, that you have to give some messages, you have to deal with people, which is what the crew has to do, then, of course, more problems. And that's why the Buddhas always have made sanghas, because then it's a cleansing process. You have to learn how to functioning without getting so identified in your little world. You have to get out of your own way. It's easy to love me. It's very difficult to love somebody just like yourself, to trust somebody just like yourself. But remember, the crew or the people around me, they are taking care of it. They are doing what I want. And this wouldn't have happened if they wouldn't be here. So if this understanding goes into you, you will become more soft, more sensitive, more vulnerable, more humble. You cannot have your arrogancy when you're coming here. And sometimes you try to help people, and then people get hurt, of course, because they're not ready to listen to the truth, to the simple truth. They're not ready to transform. They're not ready to take it in. And not only they can get hurt, but their boyfriend, their girlfriend, their mother, their children. That shows how immature mind is. You have not even said anything to the person, but the family got offended because you said something to one of the family. It reminds me of Sicily, the mafia. You say something and suddenly it's a blood feud. This has nothing to do with you. I was talking to your son. Here comes the grandfather with the shotgun. Hello. This is how the immaturity of the mind is. But everybody has this kind of mind. And that's why I go on reminding you day in and day out, be aware. Don't get so identified. Because all this program is working there. So it is challenging. And you say these last days and weeks has been challenging and shaky in many ways and on many layers, and it has felt like I had no chance to cling to my personality or my habits. It has been all shaken up, nothing to hold on to. It has to be shaken up. Because only then, when you have nothing to hold on to, something else takes over. And it's very seldom that had happened. Because you have to disappear for something else to take over. And I see again and again that it's nothing else than the love for you, the trust in you, the totality in just being yours that makes this happen, that makes me fall beyond myself, beyond my mind, my fears, my patterns. This is the miracle of love. That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about Guru Yoga. It's so easy. It's effortless. But it has to be a total trust. You have to be a hollow bamboo. And you have that trust, so it is happening. But that doesn't mean that the problems with people or situation in your life will stop. Because even if you are enlightened, everything goes on. It doesn't mean that everybody is enlightened. Even if you really know that they are really enlightened, but they are still clinging to the fight. What to do? But that is how it is. That is service for me also. No, you have to help. I cannot talk to all of you. So if there's any problem, I have to. Just yesterday somebody was thanking me that I have sent somebody to talk to her. What is happening here, you will not find anywhere else. You will have to pay for a counseling session, to share, to talk. That's why this is really a unique situation. But still here, the mind is such that it can grumble. instead of transform. Get used to it, Savini. And another thing is, being a sensitive human being like you are, then of course, it is difficult, and it can easily happen that we don't really manage to stay connected with our feelings. That is easy to close oneself a little bit. Because it's also painful to feel in these situations. That is just how it is. Because you get involved in personalities, in egos, in projections. But that is how life is. How do you think it is for me to talk to you with all these so-called problems? But this is the trust, it is the love that is the miracle of it. That will transform you. It is transforming you. Buddha said, when you bring one light that is not ignited close to one another candle, it comes to a place where the flame jumps like that. It's just to come closer and closer and closer. That is the miracle. And don't get stuck in the feelings. You cannot be so involved with the feelings, with the emotions. Because that is very personal. The truth has nothing to do with that which is personal. You have to rise. To understand the truth, to understand love, you have to rise. It's not personal. So if you're clinging to your own personal ideas, be that your little ordinary things or your spiritual ideas, you will get hurt. Sooner the better, open up. Rumi says, love is reckless, not reason. Love is reckless. He's talking about the truth, not that emotional heart. That even that you are afraid of, what to say of the empty heart, the full heart of truth. That is reckless. It screams from the housetops. It doesn't matter if you understand or not. It has to sing. Reason is afraid. Reason seeks profit. Reason seeks that you like me. It just wants. Do you love me? Do you like me? You cannot play that game in truth. You have to cut through it. You have to grow up. Love comes on strong, consuming herself, unabased. Yet, in the midst of suffering, love proceeds like a millstone. In the midst of suffering, it doesn't matter what you're going through, love goes on, grinding you, just like a millstone. Get used to it. You have to be grinded. You have to be made flour so we can eat you. So if it's any value, this is the words of truth. Is not interested what your meanings are, what your illusions are. If you want to join the path of love, you have to be ready to be grinded down, to be transformed. This is how it is. Don't get any emotional quicksand. But many times, of course, being a human being, you will feel it. You feel the suffering from the other. I feel your pain all the time, but I cannot become involved in it. I want you to rise out of it. So that is your responsibility also. You have to be devoted to love, to truth, not to the feelings. Of course, be sensitive. Yet, in the midst of suffering, love proceeds like a millstone, hard-surfaced and straightforward. Straightforward, no nonsense. No bullshit. Having died of self-interest, she risks everything and asks for nothing. And that is just what you are saying. Again and again, I see that nothing else than the love for you, the trust in you, the totality in just being yours, that makes this happen, that makes me fall, rise beyond myself, beyond my mind, my fears, my patterns. That is how it is. Because you have something in you that has been touched, you know that this is the only thing. Having died of self-interest. That is freedom. No, it's not your self-interest. It is just the interest of living, of love. You have to let go of your interest to be open for something bigger. You have to be ready to be used of the whole. Without cause, God gave us being. Without cause, give it back again. Don't worry. When you come from love and you have no self-interest, it can only be the truth, because that's what you are devoted to. Sometimes people have self-interest, it's still the ego that is happening. But that is not your situation, just relax. You have thinking, feeling, being.
I will climb into your ocean, I will sail into your shore. I will breathe in your magnificence and never ask for more. I will be as I am written, courage on every page. I will carve this life with every breath, a sage of the age. I will turn up the fountain and fill this world with bliss. I will sing a song of joyful love and merge into your kiss. And I will stumble into beauty, recognizing that it's me. I will open up my heart and surrender unto thee.
dear beloved Swara, beautiful Babaji, becoming your sannyasin is the best thing that has happened to me. The commitment of standing up for myself is happening by itself. It is like I can't help it or resist it. It feels like something deep in me is in change. It is fun, strange, and full of surprises. I don't know anything anymore or how I will react to things. It is like my whole life has changed into a platform of learning. Even work is not a prison anymore. It is a place to grow, to test new ways of reacting and responding. I can clearly feel my strength growing, but in my strength I also feel my vulnerability. At the moment, it is like they walk hand in hand. In a way, it makes sense, since standing up for myself, I don't know what will happen. But I want to grow, that I know for sure. My beloved Master, from my blooming heart, I love you. In deep gratitude for awakening me to life. I remember, Mahima, that's what you really wanted when you first came. A new perspective of life. To find back to yourself. To really start living. It's happening. What is better than that? Nothing. This is the best thing that has happened to me. It's very strong words. It's beautiful. You're still in the kindergarten? Yeah? That's a good place to be. If ever Prachita is in Oslo, he can go down and help you. And then you can play hide and seek there with Mahima and all her students in the kindergarten. That's good. You are blooming, Mahima. And it's great now because it's a whole new fresh start. You have to take care of it because it is difficult to keep it alive. That I see. Because many old sannyasin, they can also fall asleep. It's not something you do once. You have to have that all the time. No, you are in a honeymoon now. You are blooming. You have to put a lot of water on it. Expand. Have fun. It is an ongoing work to be alive, to be aware, to be conscious, to be fresh, not to be tangled up again. It's so easy to go back. Dear Swaha, my beloved Master, I wish to express my infinite gratitude for you hearing me, feeling me, and giving me wake-up calls. and for your patience with me. To sit by your feet gives me healing beyond words and limitless love. Thousands and thousands fall thank to you with love from Padma. You're back now, Padma. That's good. I was missing you. It's good to be back, no? You had your experiences in life now. How was it? How was it out there in marriage, in life, and all this? Tell me. It's good, no? But now you have more free time to come back to yourself, no? Don't hope. Yeah, in the job?
Yeah.
Struggling? Yeah? You have a good heart, so I'm happy that you are now waking up again. And I have to go on. That is my work, to try to wake you up. And then when you wake up, then you're very happy then. Then you thank me. But that is only when you wake up. Sometimes when I disturb your sleep, like that. But no, Padma is waking up now. Then it's beyond words and limitless love. In India, they always start these prayers. I bow down to my master, to the guru, who has healed me, who's bringing me from darkness to light. Why do they always say that in the beginning of the prayers? This is the things they always saying, because they remind themselves. Every day they remind themselves what they are really here for, to bring up some gratitude, some humbleness in their heart, to be aware of the arrogance. That's why they can read the scriptures or the words from the master again and again and again and again. It's just like every master is doing, repeating itself. I have to remind you again and again and again and again and again. Because the mind is such. And that's why they say these prayers, or they can read the same thing every day. So it goes in, slowly, slowly it goes into your unconsciousness. You have to remind yourself why you are here, what you are doing, to keep that grateful heart, that limitless love alive. And it's hard work sometimes in the daily life. But that's the challenge. You have to find ways to stay connected. Then you can move through your life undisturbed. You have all the time that connection in your heart. Doesn't matter what you do on the outside. You are centered in your heart, in your love, in a grateful being. Beloved Swaha, inside there is an immense gratitude and yes. Yes to look at myself. Yes to learn and to grow. Yes to be involved around you. Yes to wake up. Thank you for this opportunity to be around you. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for lifting me. Thank you for all the gifts. Before and during this retreat, I have been more involved than for some time, without feeling any stress inside. It is a big gift to experience how light and easy things can flow, even when a lot is happening. Thank you. Thank you for all I cannot express with words. I feel so taken care of. Everything is so taken care of. I'm so grateful to be at your feet. Eternally yours, Premli. This is how it is, Premli, when you just open up. Then something else is taking over, bigger than you. You are available. As long as it's just you, then it's a struggle, it's an effort. Even here it can be an effort, a problem. You get out of the way and the divine, the existence is just flowing. That's what I always trying to teach you. Get out of your own way. If you love something, it's effortless. But it can only happen when it happens. And this is exactly how it is. No, you have been more involved, doing more, without feeling any stress inside. And it is a big gift to experience how light and easy things can flow. Yeah, let it be a new beginning now. Everything can flow so easily. Just don't stop the flow. And I know every retreat we have, so many people are saying, oh, I want to contribute to this. Can I do something? Oh, I have that idea. I have this. Oh, what can we do? What can we do? When you are ignited, and then it all fizzles out. So many people have said, and it's just empty promises. You very seldom live up to it. Just a handful of people are really, really involved. And that is fine. But the possibility are much, much bigger. And I'm always here for the bigger, for growth, for expansion. So if you feel something, and especially if you say something, then please stand up for it, integrate it. So you are living your truth. You are standing up for what is important for you. Otherwise, it will always be a conflict. And that is the meaning of a Sangha, that the seekers, the disciples, is dropping out of their egos and joining something that is bigger. Just getting out of their own way. I have found the greatest treasure there is. I have found the jewel of God's love. My master gave me this priceless gift. With great kindness, he made me his. The quest of many lifetimes has ended. No more searching. Nobody can steal this jewel. I can't lose it. I treasure it. let it be a new beginning. It fits good this spring. Get the old out of the way. And be available for the new. And be aware how you come out of your actions, of your talking, of your thinking, of your emotions. Don't create ripples. It is not needed. Let the lake be totally still, quiet, peaceful, alert. And then act out of that silence, out of that awareness, out of that love, out of that understanding. Then whatever you do will be beautiful. Om Shanti. Can we
closer than
relax
breath,
now?
You are the air. Sweeter than life itself, you are here. I am a wanderer, you are my peace. I am a prisoner, you are really. Yeah.